You're listening to NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing. Today is Friday afternoon, January 30th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
Defense news breaks. ParaZero Technologies Limited secures second net pod order from major global defense contractor. ParaZero Technologies has secured a second significant order from a major global defense contractor for its advanced interception to America net pods. The order reflects the increasing demand for ParaZero's counter UAS technologies, which have shown exceptional performance in prior field trials. The company's Defend Air System, known for its patented MET launching technology, is a critical component in modern counter-drone defense strategies. Biomed news breaks. Neutroband Inc. highlights board appointments and Avrasa fentanyl milestones from annual meeting. Neutroband Inc. announced new board appointments and milestones for Avrasa fentanyl at its annual shareholders meeting. The company welcomed directors Alessandro Pudu and Viorica Karlig while making progress with Candeva, securing patents, and engaging the FDA. Plans for 2026 include NDA filing, extended patent protection, clinical supplies manufacturing, IND application, and a human abuse liability study.
Investor news breaks. ParaZero Technologies Limited secures second net pod order from major global defense contractor. ParaZero Technologies Limited has secured a second significant order from a major global defense contractor for its advanced interception net pods. The order reflects the increasing demand for ParaZero's counter UAS technologies designed to address various aerial drone threats through precise kinetic interception. The company's Defend Air System, with patented net launching technology, has shown exceptional performance, positioning it as a crucial component in modern counter-drone defense strategies.
Mining news breaks. Frontera's North America advances clean coal revival with $850 million. West Virginia FAS form TEM facility. Frontera's North America's closed on a 183-acre riverfront site in Mason County for its flagship $850 million FAS Form TEM 1015 facility, marking the first commercial-scale deployment of its zero-waste coal reformation process. The project will create over 2,000 construction jobs and 200 permanent positions, showcasing how coal is evolving with advanced processing in West Virginia.
Encore Resources announces a GM results and appointment of new director. Encore Resources Corp. announces the results of its annual general meeting of shareholders, including the appointment of Dr. David Johnson to the board of directors. All resolutions presented were approved, with over 99% of shareholders voting in favor of the sale of the corporation's 40% participating interest in the Eveshan-Macklin oil and gas lands. The company aims to focus on the Cambodian onshore Block 8 project for potential growth. Itasca Software 9.6 delivers automatic remeshing to accelerate civil and mining modeling. Itasca Software has released version 9.6, featuring automatic remeshing and FLAC 2D for improved large strain modeling. This advancement enhances stability, reduces complexity, and speeds up workflows for civil and mining engineers analyzing progressive deformations. The new remeshing capability ensures accurate modeling of very large deformations, offering reliable simulations of complex phenomena involving massive strain.
QL Textiles helps hospitality buyers standardize bedding quality across properties. QL Textiles supports hospitality procurement teams with specification-driven bedding and home textile programs to standardize quality across properties. With a focus on reducing variability, improving consistency, and streamlining supplier coordination, the company offers a broad assortment of essential SKUs. KL Textiles emphasizes process control, craftsmanship spirit, and quick customization to meet specific buyer needs, backed by a strong production setup and delivery discipline.
Steyr Motors receives development contract from a leading international defense and technology group based in Singapore. Steyr Motors AG has secured a development contract from a leading international defense and technology group based in Singapore. The contract involves the development and delivery of engines for a cutting-edge all-terrain vehicle with potential sales exceeding €20 million by 2030. This partnership signifies a strong entry into Asian markets outside of China for Steyr Motors.
Steyr Motors receives development contract from a leading international defense and technology group based in Singapore. Steyr Motors AG secures a significant development contract from a leading international defense and technology group based in Singapore. The contract involves the development and delivery of engines for a cutting-edge all-terrain vehicle with a sales potential exceeding €20 million by 2030. This strategic partnership highlights Steyr Motors' technological leadership and growing demand for reliable drive systems in emergency vehicles.
Novem Group SA. Invitation to the Q3 2025/26 results. Presentation on 5 February 2026 at 14:00 p.m. CET to present the Q3 results for 2025/26. CFO Benjamin Retzer will lead the session, followed by a Q&A. Register for the webcast or conference call to participate. More details and the presentation will be available on the Investor Relations website on the same day at 9:00 a.m. CET.
Mining news breaks. PowerMax Minerals Inc. advances Atikokan on heels of robust technical dataset. PowerMax Minerals Inc. advances Atikokan rare earth elements property with completion of 2025 field exploration program. The systematic campaign evaluated geological and geochemical potential, identifying three principal lithological domains. The property is located in a region with established infrastructure and a history of mineral exploration. For more details, visit the full article at the provided link.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.